Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, December 21st, 2012. The last podcast before Christmas. Almost the last podcast of the year. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. We are here to talk about movies and toys. Last week at the box office, The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey into Darkness, I assume, was $84.6 million. Number one. Number two, Rise of the Guardians, $7.1 million. Lincoln, number three, $7.0 million. Skyfall, $6.6 million. And Life of Pi had $5.4 million, rounding out a pretty decently sized box office. New this week, Monsters, Inc. 3D, The Guilt Trip, This is 40, On the Road, Amour, and many others. And we'll also have new movies open before the next podcast, including Django Unchained and Les Miserables. So I assume it's a movie about happy people because they're less miserable. In the news, Hugh Jackman confirmed he's going to be in X-Men Days of Future Past. I wonder who he'll play. Chris Hardwick's Nerdist podcast got picked up for a TV show. Who Framed Roger Rabbit will be getting a 25th anniversary Blu-ray release in March. Amazon is adding episodes of Uncabaret based on a classic alt-comedy showcase, which gave rise to a lot of today's comedians. Exciting stuff. Hot on the end of the world gag, not coming. The trailer was released this week for next summer's movie, This is the End. It's a end-of-the-world comedy with James Franco, Seth Rogen, Jonah Hill, Danny McBride, Craig Robinson, and a bunch of other funny people seemingly playing themselves during the apocalypse. It's a comedy! Damon Lindelof confirmed he will not be writing the Prometheus sequel. Bryan Singer is developing a new Twilight Zone TV series reboot. This is not to be confused with an in-development Twilight Zone movie by director Matt Reeves. I don't have an update on that. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Yamato USA statues are on sale. Buy one, get a second, 40% off in stock. We got a lot of stuff. We got action figures too. So check that out at sale.entertainmentearth.com. We also have a Lego sale, a Dexter sale, and free shipping on in-stock orders of $99 or more. You can see that on our site right now at sale.entertainmentearth.com. And we got something especially special coming to you next week, so stay tuned for more on that, or go to sale.entertainmentearth.com on Wednesday. In toy news this week, NECA has announced pre-orders, which we have up, for Aliens figures Hicks Hudson and a new warrior alien that's extra big and extra articulated. Very exciting. They're due around March, unless something changes. Diamond has announced a cool Ghostbusters light-up firehouse statue. It's due around June. Diamond Select Toys also announced Tribbles will return in 2013 around June. These are chirping plush critters. They'll come back in three different colors. Other new pre-orders this week include Transformers Generations Voyager Wave 2 with Blaster and Grimlock. Grimlock comes three per case, Blaster one per case. Wonder Woman, the new 52 Artifacts statue. Daydream Collection, My Boss Rose on Red Sofa statue. If you like your anime statues suggestive and smutty, this is the one for you. And we also have a photo up of the Super 8 Alien Bust, which I think is just plain super cool, from Quantum Mechanics. We got a whole bunch of other good stuff going up. We added a lot of new items this week. That's the great thing about the end of the year. We get to see all the stuff for next year now. So I'm very excited. I hope you're very excited. I need to record the rest of the podcast so I can help get some of those items up, because we got to place orders for a lot of new stuff. So this is Adam Paulus signing off. If I don't talk to you before the new year, have a good new year. Have a Merry Christmas. Have a happy everything else that happens between now and then. Feast of Maximum Occupancy is what I'm hoping to have. That's a good one. Anyway, go see a movie too. That's a good idea. Why not? What else are you going to do? See you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe if you like us. Check us out on Twitter. We are also now on Tumblr at entertainmentearth.tumblr.com. In addition to Twitter at twitter.com/entearth. I really got to start writing this stuff down because there's a lot of things to talk about. See you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.